This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm sharing two stories from our new book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Listen to Your Dreams. I don't know if you've been having more intense dreams during this pandemic, but I know that I have. Every night is an adventure. I may be staying home during my waking life, but in my dreams, I'm all over the place. Well, we're lucky enough to have had time to include some stories about pandemic dreams in this new collection before it went to the printer. And you know how we always say that your dreams can reveal your truth to you? Those truths you're too busy to pay attention to during the day when you're distracted and you can't listen to your subconscious? Well, take that situation and compound it by the intensity of pandemic dreams, and you get some pretty powerful dream guidance. In Diana Lynn's case, she needed some guidance about self-care. Her job as an accounting professional had always had stress and crunch times, but she knew that after those crunches, she could take a vacation or spend time with family and friends. Then when COVID-19 hit the US, her world flipped upside down. She says, "Instantly, my role as a bookkeeper morphed from helping clients reconcile their ledgers to becoming their counselors. I became a shoulder to cry on. In some cases, clients felt I was their only hope to make it through the pandemic. They felt alone and scared, and they leaned on me." Diana wrote her story for us in the spring of 2020. She says she was chained to her desk and computer for 6 weeks straight, 10 to 12-hour days, 7 days a week. She felt an obligation to help her clients, who were all struggling to survive as the economy tanked. Diana says, "Nightmares became a regular part of life. I'd wake up in a cold sweat looking around the room, trying to snap back to reality. I lost weight. I didn't eat. My body felt as if it had been in a car crash. I didn't talk with friends or family. I just worked." But then one night, she had a dream that changed everything for her. In her dream, she was running away from someone, a stranger, in an unfamiliar house. Random people she did know, though, were appearing as she ran, people from her work life, and they asked her what she was doing. All she knew was that she was trying to get out of this place. And at the same time, in this dream, she kept hearing Katy Perry singing a song with these lyrics: "Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under, scream, but no one seems to hear a thing?" Diana read that if you put a song in your dreams, it's your way of expressing your hidden emotions. So she realized that her subconscious was telling her to just stop. Stop putting her own needs after those of her clients. Stop burying her knees 6 feet down. It was time for Diana to take care of herself. She says she has now made a commitment to keep herself healthy, emotionally and physically. She says, "My whole life I've heard the saying, love yourself before you can love others. It took a pandemic for those words to sink in. My clients, friends, and family are everything to me. But nowhere on that list of most important people is me. I have to make time for me. I have to make time for what's important to me. And I have to find a way to be okay with that." We're actually making a book on this theme. It's coming out in March 2021, and it's called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Making Me Time, because it's that important. Making Me Time merits a whole Chicken Soup for the Soul book. Diana wrote, "I'm starting to see that it's not an act of selfishness to take care of myself. If I take care of myself, I am a better, healthier, happier person for my friends, family, and clients."
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So Diana learned a lot from her COVID dreams, and so did another of our writers, Judith Hensley. Judith had experienced a lot of nightmares about snakes while she was going through a very rough period and a legal battle years ago. And what she had learned from those dreams, in which the snakes never actually harmed her, was that your dreams can foretell that you will make it through tough times and come out okay on the other side. So when Judith started having dreams at the beginning of the COVID shutdown, she knew enough to listen to them and try to interpret them. She says, "Before the COVID-19 pandemic, my dreams had begun to warn me that something troubling was coming. I couldn't imagine what the dreams meant. In one dream, I saw my grandchildren leaving my house with their suitcases after an extended stay, being picked up by their other grandparents who live far away. This was totally out of the normal routine of our lives. Then, in real life, Judith's grandchildren did come to stay with her, while their parents both worked in the medical field. Judith had another dream as well, one in which she saw her grandchildren wearing masks while they were laughing and running about in the yard. That told her that things would work out for the family. Having these dreams about nightmare situations that resolve with all being well has given Judith the strength to navigate tough times. She says, time and experience have taught me that the dreams that repeat or have strong emotions are opportunities for me to face my fears, learn valuable lessons, or prepare for upcoming events that I may not understand at the time. I've come to value dreams as legitimate parts of our existence that have great value if we learn to listen to them." So that's why our new book is called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Listen to Your Dreams. Your dreams are a very powerful tool for navigating your life, resolving issues, working through emotions, and staying on your path to happiness. I'll be sharing lots more stories from our dreams book in the coming weeks, so come back for more. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul, Listen to Your Dreams, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there, and you could check out the front and back covers and read more about what's inside. You can also click on our book trailer there and watch me share four more stories from the book. You'll find this new book wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Costco Canada, and Amazon. Come back next time to hear a couple more magical stories, this time about cats and about something that cat lovers know, that sometimes kittens just happen.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.